Google leftists throw temper tantrum over company chasing Pentagon contracts. By Lucas Nolan on November 4, 2021. Google is reportedly attempting to win a new Pentagon cloud computing contract but is receiving heavy internal criticism from the Alphabet Workers Union. Leftist employees have regularly fought their employers' efforts to work with the government of the United States while mostly remaining silent about efforts like Project Dragonfly, which was to be a heavily censored search engine designed to please the Chinese Communist government. TechSpot reports that following increasing pressure from employees, Google exited from the Pentagon program Project Maven in 2018. Following the situation, Google developed a set of guidelines for future military partnerships that would prevent the use of the company's tech for weaponry and surveillance. Now, Google is reportedly aiming to win a new Pentagon contract for the Joint Warfighting Cloud Capability Project. The project is designed to replace JEDI, which saw $10 billion spent over a 10-year period with a single vendor. The new JWCC project would see multiple vendors working on the project over 5 years for an undisclosed cost. Currently, Microsoft and Amazon are in the running to aid in the program. However, the Pentagon has previously said that other tech firms like Google, Oracle, and IBM would be considered. In September, engineers at Google's cloud division were removed from other assignments and instructed to prioritize JWCC. Unsurprisingly, the Alphabet Workers Union is taking issue with this. The group is an 800-plus strong union of Google employees and contractors who previously voiced their concerns over Project Maven, labor rights, and other Google workplace issues. The union reportedly plans to fight the contract and win again, as it seemingly did with Project Maven in 2018. Currently, it is unknown how Google will address concerns relating to the project, but Google has stated that it is firmly committed to serving our public sector customers, including the DoD. It is expected that Google will sign another contract with the Department of Defense by April 2022. Breitbart previously reported on an open letter signed by thousands of Google employers protesting against Project Maven. The letter implores Google to do two things. First, to immediately cancel all involvement with Project Maven. And second, to draft, publicize, and enforce a clear policy stating that neither Google nor its contractors will ever build warfare technology. If not, the dissenting voices believe that this plan will irreparably damage Google's brand and its ability to compete for talent. The letter implores the company at large not to outsource the moral responsibility of our technologies to third parties, saying that building this technology to assist the U.S. government in military surveillance and potentially lethal outcomes is not acceptable. Ironically, Project Maven's purpose is to reduce unnecessary civilian casualties, and both Google and the Pentagon itself have affirmed that the company will not be involved in the creation of any completely autonomous weapons systems. Google has characterized its work with the Pentagon as non-offensive in nature. Read more at TechSpot here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.